If you have a problem with eating, so-called problems, many humans have that these days. It's helpful to, when the impulse to eat comes in between meals, to simply notice it. Now, at what stage you catch the impulse, and it's not only eating, this would apply to any so-called addiction, smoking. At some point, the impulse comes, and it's an unconscious movement. I need to take something in. It's with smoking, or drink. And the impulse comes to, there's a lack here, I need. And you have to observe it on an energetic level inside yourself. Don't detach yourself by some thought. Really feel the grasping of it, the neediness of it. I need. And now, how soon you catch that impulse, no matter what it is, depends how alert you are at that moment, how present you are, because the impulse very quickly can pull you into unconsciousness. And some people wake up after they've taken the big sandwich out of the fridge and eaten it, and then they realize they've just been eating a big sandwich. And while they were eating the big sandwich, the mind was somewhere completely different. And then as you become more present, you can catch yourself the moment your hand is in the fridge. And then you feel the grasping, the impulse. And then you stop for a moment and observe that. You don't stop and think, oh, I shouldn't be eating another sandwich. No, that doesn't work. You simply observe the feeling behind it, the lack, the sense of needing to be filled that is behind it. And that needing to be filled is not a physical thing. It may appear as a physical thing, but it is a psychological thing, and it's created by the ego, which isn't always in a state of not enough. And others may be running after other things, and for some people it becomes food. It may be other things for them also. They need more of something to fill that which feels unfulfilled. So I need to more. And then you have the hand in the fridge, and then for a moment you can stop and feel it. Observe what is behind that impulse. Oh, isn't that interesting? And you spend a minute or two just being present with that. And after that, you may still eat it, or you may not. Sometimes it's gone. The desire is gone because you've become conscious. At other times, maybe it's still there and you still can't stop yourself. But you have brought presence to it. And each time you bring presence to something that before was unconscious, presence grows. Even if on an external level you might say, I did not succeed. I did have to, and the cigarette comes same. If the need to smoke comes, for a moment you observe the wanting behind it and what the wanting behind it feels like and how it's almost something that lives in you that wants you to grasp at this now. There's a gap and you bring presence to that. And then whether you smoke or not, or eat or don't, really is secondary. The success is really determined by whether you can be the witness of your inner state at that moment. That's all. What you then do externally is always secondary. you cannot not change if you bring presence to whatever is there. So you don't need to work on the external level as achieving particular kind of behavior. It's enough to observe what is here now. And so for some people, that is the beginning of their spiritual path. The beginning of their spiritual path can be an addiction. Food, drink, drug. And then creating suffering in their lives because the body becomes ill. And then forces them into awareness. So any such thing in your life is also helpful. It's not a hindrance anymore. And it's included in what is now. What can you do? That's what you feel at this moment. It is. It's included in your bringing a yes to this moment. An enormous longing for another drink. That's what is. And you watch. And there's suddenly another dimension to it. The watcher. The presence. The formless consciousness. And there's the form. That impulse. That desire. That thought. That emotion. And the space around it, that's who you are. So the more you accept that it's there, the more the space around it grows. So to speak, spaciousness comes into your life.